blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo. Because I'm black, and I'm black. Yo, I'm black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blickety black, 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 black. I'm black, I'm black, black, black.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. Not with me this week, either Joel Goldstein or Veronica Johnson. Instead, got two ringers in here for you, Matt Ganoza.
Hello, radio people.
And Howard Lucas Island.
What it do?
My successful buddy. You can listen to us every Saturday here at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives found at inpapasbasement.com as well as my writing. Feel free to tweet us at Papa's Basement and call in anytime at 703-560-TALK, except don't call in because I hate the listeners with a passion. Just kidding about that, or am I? We've got a jam-packed show for you today. Wanted to get in some good stories. We took my brother to the Tite bar, as they say in France, for his birthday. We've got Howard Stern versus Gabby Sidibe. Is that her chubby little name, gentlemen?
Shamu.
Okay, there we go. So Howard versus Shamu versus Tillicum the Whale. Third goddamn week we've worked in a Tillicum reference. Guy owes his damn career to me. But we also got the story of a North Carolina teacher who has been writing things like -20% for being a loser on students' papers, and losers in all caps and underlined, which I kind of find funny, but we'll get to the bottom of that one. And we might get some calls in from Veronica, who thought it was better to do a bar crawl and get loaded than be on the show, and Joel, who's currently buying Broadway tickets. He's in New York and doing AC as well because he's a compulsive gambler. And he asked me to play this for him.
I am not gay.
But he is. He is, Joel. You're not fooling anyone.
I said I am not gay.
You don't have to call in and defend yourself, Joel. We got you covered with those two sound bites. So, gentlemen, first things first. Why are you laughing, Matt? I like that sigh. I imagine that is your post-bust sound, too. You're just like cream on a chick's face, and then it's... All right.
Speechless.
Yeah.
Give me a sandwich.
I woke up today, and I was talking with my mom because, as we all know, I'm 29 and at home trying to make this radio dream happening, and you got to sacrifice somewhere, and radio pays S. So I'm at home again after many, many years of, you know, flying the coop. And we have one cat in the family named Astra, Greek for star, because we have to be fancy and not use your American dirty white names. And Astra was prancing around, you know, just kind of ruling the roost. And my mom commented, God, I'd love a dog, but it's going to fight with the cat, and I don't think I can do that. And I said, okay, that's cool. You know, we'll just wait till the cat dies. Cat's like 12, doesn't have a lot of miles left on it, right? Guys, in your experience, cats are like 18, 20.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's pretty long. Advanced.
You think even that's good for a cat?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be like 35 by the time that happens.
My first cat. Okay, we had two others. One made it to 20. Another kicked it with like heart problems at 5. So that was really sad. But
what, did it have like a murmur?
He just like got all fat and swollen. he pulled a Gabby Sidibe, and then he died. We had to put him down. Some kind of congenital, I was saying congenital because I just think of genitals, but congenital heart failure type thing. So my mom turns to me and she goes, oh no, I'm not outliving that cat. Just drops that bomb on me. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, how long do you think I'm going to last? I'm probably not outliving the cat, which blew me away. I don't talk about this a lot, but my dad kicked the bucket back when I was like 20. Howard, Veronica's dad actually passed. A lot of us are in the dead dad club. Howard,
really?
You were...
Yeah, I went first because my dad died when I was 5.
So, yeah, you got screwed royally by that because that's just like a childhood without him. I got screwed with like it happened right during college when I was on track to get the hell out like after 3 years. And it happened in the middle of that, and I instead took like 5.5 years with college and I haven't had them as an adult. You know, Veronica's in that situation as well. And it kind of made me feel guilty as hell because I realized, had I not screwed the hell up so badly in life and just done this radio thing earlier, or even now, if I give up the radio dream, which I hope a lot of angry listeners who think I suck call in and say, yeah, go ahead and do that. You know, I could be living at home working like a gainful full-time job, and she should quit. She could quit because I continue to speak with her. You know, when your mom tells you she's going to be dead before the end of the decade and she's convinced of it, you know, you tend to perk up, much as I zone her out. And I was like, well, why don't you retire? I mean, you know, money's obviously a thing, but if you retired, do you think she'd live, you know, you'd live longer? And without missing a beat, she's like, yeah, hell yeah, I would. I'm like, great. So if I could make ends meet, if I actually had a penis between my legs like anyone, you know, who's 29 years old should, you wouldn't be telling me that you're not going to outlive the goddamn cat. And that was just a great way to start the day. And I had to throw that out there. I mean, do you guys ever feel guilty or just worry about your parents or what? Because I know since my dad passed, I've been in this weird quasi, I'm like filling not like all husband needs, if you know what I mean. But I am having sex with her. you know, you got to take your mom out now and again and do the dinner thing and make sure she sees a movie. And it's a weird role to be in, man. I really wish my dad hadn't smoked like a goddamn chimney for 30 years and got himself the lung cancer.
Hey, man, there are different solutions to the problem and predicament that you're currently in, I think. And the main one I would recommend, and this is one thing that always...
Kill her now?
I'm saying get a girl pregnant, have a kid. Once she has a grandkid around, and especially if it's illegitimate... Like, you're definitely going to need some free daycare.
I've had that talk because I've been like...
John, you could fake a pregnancy like you did before.
No, you need a real kid. I mean, you need a real kid, straight up.
Just... No, I've asked her that before. I've been like, hey, would a grandkid be cool? And she'd be like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And then I've been like, does it have to be in wedlock? Because I can give you one, like, tomorrow. And she's big on the wedlock thing. Like, she...
She's in favor?
Oh, yeah. We need to be married. Like,
Okay.
She wants me married before I'm having kids, and it's...
See, but if you just come up with the news,
She'll get used to it quickly. She'll love the little bastard.
Yeah.
But I definitely think she's sending a mixed message because on one hand, it's, you know, have the kids grow up, but on the other, it's, yeah, I can definitely leave this world once I see both you boys settled. So really, I'm receiving the message like, John, once you get a career and married and your brother gets a career and he's married, I'm definitely dying. I'm dying within like 6 months. I don't care. And then she turned to me and she's like, well, it's okay. We'll all be reunited in heaven anyhow. And I was like, I really don't buy into that. You realize you're just going to rot in the ground, right? And she was like, no, I won't. And what can you do in this situation, man? Do I need to poke holes in condoms? I want like a good-looking kid at least. I can't just... spray the next whore I lay.
Nah, like, I think you can convince a lot of people just straight up, like, show them your SAT score, man. You'll be money.
Yeah, I need to get back into fighting weight, too. Shave about 25 off my gut. I'd be good there. I could get some bastards going. I don't know. I feel a bastard is like they have to know at least some cash is around. I could mention a trust fund. Maybe that could get some bastards working. I don't know. Do you ever feel guilty about it, Howard? I know you've got a stepdad, like, in the scene now, so... It's different for you.
Yeah. I think there's a... I mean, you want to watch out for your family always. As far as what you do, I mean, that's just... I think learning from losing one parent, you got to understand that, you know, hopefully it goes the other way as well. Because I think this happened my grandma. My dad died young enough where my grandmother had to deal with losing a kid. And that's worse.
That's the damn worst thing I've ever heard.
So, I mean, like, it's...
to quote Abe Simpson... I've always been told that a parent outliving their child is the greatest tragedy ever. I don't believe that. In fact, I can see an upside. That was him over Homer's comatose form one time. Go on.
I think it's the sort of thing where it's natural. Like, I think they want that to happen as well. So, I mean, it's just the point that you learn from losing one that, you know, the other eventually is going to want to see you off in a good place when they go too. So
yeah.
I think that's the way it should be. But again, if you want to see them around as long as possible.
She's only like 67. Yeah. 66? I don't want to hear you're not making it past 71.
I'm telling you, man. Your mom is 66?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks young as hell.
Yeah, you hear that? Bitch, you better be listening.
I thought that your mom was like 58.
No, she's pretty... she's got like the black don't crack thing, except she's Greek. She's doing a good job of it. She's holding it together, man. Thank God I got her DNA, because my dad aged like Mr. Burns.
I'm telling you, just... turn it into a new daycare. Like, it's one way to keep them around.
Yeah, but cash has got to enter the equation. Because, like, if she's doing a full day of work and then comes back to her watching my kid because I have to work night shifts and radio, she's dead.
Oh, it's not like,
she's dead by March.
It's not like, literally the full-time job. You just make it sound like, oh, yeah, you got to stick around and do this once in a while. And it's, like, it's just the obligatory kind of cameo appearance, but... You know, like with the grandkid around, she's got to teach all the moral lessons that you definitely aren't going to teach.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, we all know you.
Yeah. Yeah. All
just
right.
Continue to hold that over her. Be like, I'm not
talking about vaginas.
Well, yeah, be quiet.
it's a little heavy in here. Shall we talk about Titty Bar? I'm like Bush.
How can you go from talking about some morbid crap like that to Titty Bar?
I have no exit strategy. That's how I just jump from one thing to the other. I'm like Bush in Iraq. I killed Saddam, and now it's like I want to go home.
I hope this transition. Like, let's talk about getting you a stripper.
Getting me a fine woman.
Getting her pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas!
Okay.
With a chocolate condom.
All right, here's the deal with the strip club. They're kind of a birthday tradition in my family. It's something I started. My very first birthday when I was 21 and could hit a titty bar, my dad was dead and I was alone, so I just went to a titty bar. And I was served like a little cupcake and a free Heineken and everything. It was a pretty decent experience. And since then, I've really grown to hate them because if nothing else, I'm cheap. I mean, it's not a morality thing, and it's not that lap dances are so goddamn bad. It's just... I don't know about you guys. My experience, lap dances run the duration of a song, and it's $30 to get a chick grinding her vag through your jeans. There's no penetration, no squeeze jays.
I once had a stripper trip. Like, just she fell down.
I know this story. You shoved her down.
I didn't shove her down.
You tripped her.
It might have been on purpose. It might have been on purpose. She might have been a cokehead, and it might have been funny.
Yeah,
but
this,
still,
this
I'm
is
not
one,
sure it was really worth the money.
This was one of those stories that I've heard about Howard where, yeah, one time he pretty much knocked over a stripper and then laughed.
All right, it was me. All right, I did it.
Everyone else in his party was just horrified at his behavior, and he just knocked over the bitch and started laughing.
He stuffed dollar bills down her throat.
Good for him. Whatever. They're toilets. I don't care for strip clubs. As time's gone on, I've been like, look, if lap dances were $5, fine by me. I'd rack up 3 or 4 of them, and I'd say that was a decent time.
That's going right in Mexico.
Oh, God, this country. When will this country learn?
The problem is, in Mexico, it's going to be a 40-year-old stripper who...
Oh, he's done the donkey show for 20 years.
Yeah, and the only English she knows is, no, 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 I'm 27.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Okay. Why do you know this? Why do you know this?
I lived in Texas for 3 years.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. Okay, so for those, I'm in D.C., and you can't get any lap dances or really any good strip club action in D.C., so you have to drive to either Baltimore or West Virginia for a good strip club. That's easily an hour, and you don't want to do that alone. That's just pathetic and pervy. I wouldn't go to strip club alone if it was down the street, but for the drive, you need to, like, assemble a crack team of guys, and I've got kind of like my A-team of perverts that I use. It's me. It's my bro. My bro loves strip clubs. I don't know how much he loves them anymore. But as of Tuesday for his birthday, he goddamn loves strip clubs. We also got my friend Rich. Rich is a good dude, brother. He's, I don't know, Rich is about 350 pounds, I'd say. Somewhere there. Rich is a big dude. Matt just laughing. I got, you know, Rich is a good guy, but... he's a bit...
I love black men.
He's a bit big. And then we got my college roomie, Tony DeSisto. And Tony just has tons of cash to spare because he's one of the only other guys I know who lives at home. He just hoards his money, and he really never does anything with women except for strip clubs. So he's down with throwing some cash around.
And he's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a vet. He knows behavior. He's not into, like, really disgusting women. So he'll actually pick out a decent-looking one, which is important. Like, you don't you get so disappointed when your boy is just like cornered by a gross fat pig. Yeah. And he just relents and gives her $30. I can't.
Fat bitch, sir.
I can't take that.
That happens to me once at Vixen's.
Go on. Tell the story. Uh-huh. Actually talking to the microphone.
She wasn't fat, but she was at, I don't know if she's still there. You liked her, but she had like a ton of tattoos on her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Vixen's. By the way, we end up going to West Virginia for Vixen's, which normally is two massive stages. It's got a little amateur stage where, you know, I'm quite proud to admit a lot of times I brought bras there who will hop on stage and strip down. And everyone laughs and goes, like, what kind of trash do you know? But I'm like, hell, it was a good time. It was a great time. But
this time, I was at the stage and, like, one stripper came by and I gave her a couple bucks.
Never feed the bears.
And then she left and I got up as I was leaving and one started dancing and I was like, I wave my hand to say no.
No boss, no boss.
No boss. And she goes, then you don't stand there and just like bitch me out.
Oh, that's right. You got screamed at. It really like hurt your feelings.
Yeah, because I was just like, I want to.
You're like all pouty. You're like, what a bitch. I think you learned an important lesson that night that you can't take anything too seriously in life, especially a cokehead whore.
Yeah.
I mean, who really cares? Didn't you want to just beat her like Ralphie and roll her in a carpet? And...
No, dude, I was debating, like, waiting for her to come out at, like, 5 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
wailing on her.
That's not creepy at all.
Wow. Yeah.
I wanted to pull a Ralphie.
I was just making a Soprano reference because I know you love the show, but glad you thought it out.
Like, 3 years prior.
And glad you thought better of it by the end of the night. And didn't just walk up to my my Ford Taurus with a bloody rug. Going room for one more.
Go, go! I don't know. Had it been my own car, may have done it. Just like drive back to Northern Virginia with a dead stripper.
And if it's a girl, we'll name her after you. A filthy cock-assing whore. Pow! What a great scene. We are number one in females 18 to 49. We are white male Oprah in our numbers. All right, so we get out there. We get out to the strip club, and as Matt was hinting at, it's got a lot of, not so much in the way of implants, a lot of chicks who will do like the slutty librarian look with glasses, and like everyone's pierced and fairly heavily tatted. It's very...
A couple gunshot wounds.
If anyone knows the website Suicide Girls, a lot of them evoke that kind of look. You know, there's a lot of ink. These are some tough-looking bitches. And I know a lot of guys don't get off on that, but I can dig a chick with some, you know, little bit of a dykey edge to her. Yeah. I don't know why I like that.
I'm in.
Yeah, why not, man? Who doesn't like
on a scale of 0 to 1, I give her a 1.
Yeah. Howard, by the way, you're embracing the only real scale, the binary scale of rating women. You can do the whole, she's a 1, she's a 5, she's a 10. No, 0, 1. Bang her, don't bang her. Very, very simple. I embrace binaries for that. And our merry party gets there. We drive. And I guess it's the economy because this might as well have been, I want to say Thunderdome, but Thunderdome had people in it. And an announcer booming, two man enter, one man leave. This was just empty. This was like if you've ever seen the movie Barfly, this is like one of the Flophouse regular joints. I mean, there was like 15 people there. There was the big stage was shut down, just a little stage. I don't know if this was a weeknight thing or just the club is suffering like crazy. The cover charge was down from 15 to 5. And wow. It was so goddamn depressing. I mean, the dancers weren't as pretty. There were some reduced to just doing tricks for money. There was one chick who really wasn't attractive who would like roll. She would put her shoulders down on the stage, roll her ass into the air with her vag like facing daylight, and would fold a dollar bill like the little roof of a house. She would fold it right down the middle.
Wow.
And then she would queef. And wow. She would fire the dollar bill like a foot and a half in the air. And that was the highlight of the night to me. There was so little that was sexually arousing there. I didn't care. I managed to do what I called the flawless victory. I didn't pay a goddamn dollar other than the cover charge. I didn't pay for a drink. I didn't tip a dancer. I managed to pull that trick where, you know, a dancer's coming around to collect cash, and you turn and pretend you're, like, in a heated discussion with your buddies. and they'll sit there for like 15 seconds pouting, and then they'll move the hell on. Howie's nodding. You've been there?
Hey, listen, it's tough out there right now. I think a lot of the strip clubs in West Virginia are starting to consolidate. Like, they're not officially doing it. The ones that
what was so weird is we actually saw, I guess they were relics from, okay, last time I went to Vixens 2 years ago, it was the only game in Bunker Hill, West Virginia. What a happening little town that is. We're driving in, we see two other clubs that we have not seen before, but they looked dead. So they must have opened up when the economy was still solid, and now they're just, like, crippled by what's going down.
Yeah, I remember those back in 2007 when you took me up. I remember we passed one.
We went past, like, Piggy's Beer.
Wasn't one named, like, Shooters or something?
That could have been a whore joint. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it's all these bars that look straight out of Porky's, honestly. It could have been a good time. But it was just a boring night. My brother gets his couple of lap dances. Guys, you ever had a good lap dance story? I don't care for
it. I've gotten one lap dance. I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah. I mean, a girl grinds against you. You maybe get a hard-on. Then you lose it 5 seconds later when she's off your lap, and you paid $30 for that.
Yeah, they're only worth it when it's a bachelor party, I think. You just have to buy one for a friend. It's obligatory.
Yeah, exactly. Or a birthday boy, you know, whatever. Tony marches off. Tony does the champagne room, which is like $100 for maybe 6 lap dances. And the girl like plays with his ween a little bit through the jeans. So it's a little something more. But again, nothing much goes down. I pay for nothing. I just stare at the dancers. I talk to a few of them, but, you know, I don't want to deal with them. I'm glad they leave me alone. And Rich marches off, and Rich goes into the shower room. And Rich is gone for like a half hour. don't spoil where this story is going, sir. So Rich is away for a half hour, and in the shower room, two strippers are in a shower. You know, they're in an actual shower. They go in wearing a towel, and you can apparently throw dollar bills on them to make them lick wherever you throw the dollar bill. Crap like that. You know, it sounds a little better than a lap dance, but again, $30 goddamn, man. That buys a lot of Chipotle. that buys me a tank of gas. I can't bring myself to do that. So we all march out, and I think we all had pretty lame time overall. Matt is leaning over. He's indicating I shouldn't be talking about this on air. What are you pulling out, Matt? Your keys and your phone?
That totally did not interrupt the show at all.
It didn't. Keep flowing with it. What did you pull out?
My phone, pack of gum, and keys because they were weighing down my shorts.
Okay. Glad your shorts are lighter now. My own pants are heavy, but that's only because my junk's so big. Ta-da.
Speaking of heavy junk, man, talk about Rich.
Yeah, oh, Rich. Rich, the brother man. So we're driving home, and Rich has just got this silly grin on his face. So I ask Will, you know, Will, what did you do? He's like, oh, I got a couple lappies. You know, there's a Ukrainian broad who had a sick body. He had a couple from her. Tony gets lap dances from the same chick, you know. And then Rich goes on, well, in the shower room, this is what goes down. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is what needs to happen at all strip clubs. The shower show starts with the chicks straight up dyking out on each other.
Word.
Like, just
they go in wearing just like towels.
They go in wearing towels and maybe flip-flops if they care about athlete's foot. I don't know. They drop the towels. The first 5 minutes of this half-hour show, just straight up tongue in the hot dog bun.
Oh, how much does this thing cost? It's a half-hour show?
It's $30, so it's a lap dance, and he said you'll burn about 10 or 15 extra dollars while inside. Just tipping and things like that.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's like, you know.
Okay, because, dude, if strip shows were chicks actually going to town on each other, I'd be a lot more inclined to go to strip clubs. Like I said, it's like Bang Brothers versus Playboy. No one looks at goddamn Playboy anymore. Bang Brothers is what you check out. If there's some actual, like, live sex show thing happening, I'd be a little more into this. So he goes in, and 5 minutes, just chicks going to town on each other. Already, I'm like, crap, I might have actually coughed up cash for that. Then, for $1 a pop, they'll dump Hershey's syrup on their boobs, and you just get to straight up lick it off.
Wow.
Now, I mean, that sounds like okay at first, and then it sounds disgusting because these women obviously aren't, like, wiping their rack down with Lysol in between each one. So you're just seeing another sloppy, fat loser, you know, lick her stuff up, and then she's dumping the Hershey's on her nips, and she's like, how about you, sunshine? And trying to pretend like, you know, you're special and beautiful.
Want gingivitis.
Yeah, so there's
want mono?
Then the next trick is called the handstand. And this is what really floored me. For $5, one chick will do a handstand. First, good for them being that acrobatic, because these bitches are normally lazy and just whirl around a pole for 5 minutes. And to any girl who thinks learning how to strip is going to spice up her marriage, it's not. You want to know how to spice up your marriage? Get a 20-year-old in the bed with you. Let your husband do the hell out of the 20-year-old, and he will love you forever. Or at least until you bring another one to bed. I don't know. But so these lazy bitches actually start doing some acrobatic stuff. And one does a handstand inches from your face, and the other cracks her clam and just starts tonguing that out. This is like inches from your face. Now, Rich, I don't know what possessed Rich. Was it desperation? Was it genius? A combination of both. Rich then says with a smile, while the one girl was tonguing out the other chick inches from my face, I started going to town on her too with my mouth. This gets a huge roar out of the audience, the three in the car. We are cracking up. I am pounding the dashboard. And I go, Rich, how the hell did you not get kicked out? I mean, what was her reaction? And Rich just says it like a man who really doesn't care. He says, well, I could tell from her face she didn't like what I was doing, but she didn't stop me either.
Come on.
And I don't know what it is about the way he just simply put that, but I died laughing, man. So what was a bust of a trip suddenly became worth it just for that story to me. Just hearing about him tonguing out a chick for $5.
You panned for one gold nugget that night. It's a shame everything else was not as good, but, I mean, most trips to West Virginia, my experience, are pretty good. I think Bunker Hill might have been the mistake you made.
Vixens has usually been sick, though. I mean, like, you know, for my brother's birthday 2 years ago, we took, like, four or five chicks. I think two or three went on stage, got naked, made countless dollars that they then sank into lap dances for the rest of us. I mean, it was that's a pretty damn good time.
I just think, you know, with economy down, when people are going to bother to make that trip, because they're making it. They're not going to D.C. or Virginia strip clubs because they're terrible.
D.C. strip clubs are the worst. You get hit up for, like, a drink every 20 goddamn minutes. The drinks are, like, $15 each. It's a joke, man.
And then all you can get is a table dance. Like, great. Glad I'm wasting my money on this.
Yeah. I hate it when my porn is alive and talking to me. I want you still and in my room so I can pleasure myself. You need to be on a computer monitor. If I could grind one out against the stage, maybe.
What about Maryland?
Maryland's got lap dances and stuff. We just haven't gone there in a while. I think we like more the rocker chick than the urban chick, if you will.
I don't know. I just hate the state of Maryland so much. I just don't think I can enjoy myself.
In any part of Maryland?
Any part.
Okay. There we go. I think that's the final.
I lean towards West Virginia myself. West Virginia's got flavor. It's got character, you know. It's got a little moxie. Like, there's something about a West Virginia strip club that's a little bit different. Like, it's basically like,
oh, very much so, very much so. I can boil down to you right now, Maryland strip clubs consist of pretty much two groups. You have the, like, a couple black chicks in the stable who are usually, like, decent looking, and it's a lot of white dudes who'll dabble with getting lap dances from the black chicks. Typically brothers don't, and if you talk to a lot of black dancers, they will get salty about this, because brothers love, on average, at least, I don't know, I've had a few black stripper friends, brothers love getting dances from the white chicks. And it's usually like white dude. I mean, as long as everyone's getting paid, it's cool, but I mean, on average, they complain that they make less than white dancers. But you got the black chicks, and then the white chicks on average are really like fake bleach blonde types with just the worst goddamn attitudes you've ever encountered. Because so much of their clientele is like either a brother or, you know, Latin dude who's just like, I got a white chick. I'm happy with just that. Just chilling with a white broad. And they've got attitude for it, man. Yeah, yeah. Huge attitude.
See, and that's a problem. Like, I think,
because I want to be entertained. Like, if you're a quote-unquote dancer, goddamn entertain me. Don't just sit there. Like, I got a lap dance one time in Maryland, and it was from a kind of older chick, and she was the discount lap dance of the day. If you showed an ATM receipt, you'd get a $15 dance from her instead of a $30.
Oh, my God.
And I feel so weird just getting the lap dance, so I'll actually talk to these chicks. And this one was going on about having to take her kid to school within, like, 30 seconds. Like, I can just get people to open up to me, I guess. she's going on and on about taking her kid to school, having to pack lunches and stuff. And the entire time she's got her knees on my knees and she's bent over like a dog just taking, you know, just taking a dump on the asphalt or something. So she's going like, yeah, my kid really doesn't like the PBs and J's. And I just got her ass like 4 inches from my face and it's like contracting as she's hitting her valves. You know? And I'm just like, what is wrong with my life? Why did I get here? But, yeah, West Virginia, it's a lot more like rocker chicks. And my bro, especially, my bro's got like the shaved head. You know, he went bald. He's rocking the shaved head, the pierced ears. I don't really think I appeal to any particular demographic. I'm just like schlubby average guy. But he can really rock an edge with the rock girl. So he does decently there.
Yeah.
You know, especially, and the irony is I kind of dig that alternative look. And he likes the preppier, clean cut girls that I guess I typically end up with. So,
here's
whatever.
The thing about West Virginia, like, the state slogan or whatever is open
scores
for business.
Scores of whores. Oh, is
well,
it open for
open
business?
Open for business, and most of the surrounding states.
I thought it was wild, wonderful, which also.
Oh, they changed it.
It also applies to strip clubs,
yeah.
Though, man.
Yeah, all of the above just means come use our strip clubs in every surrounding state. Send
our
their
women,
men.
Our women are toilets for your dollar bills.
And
violate
so it's,
them.
It's the place to go. Like, there's much more of a expectation of good service when you go to one of those strip clubs. I think they got a yeah. good reputation. A
little southern hospitality.
I would call it the South in West Virginia, but
yeah,
no,
West Virginia's not the South.
It's just country.
It's
it
country.
Southern.
Country
yeah.
hospitality, yeah.
Yeah.
With a co-core smile, yeah.
Jacked stripper teeth.
But business is bad right now, so if you're going to go and you're coming out of the D.C. area, I think you got to go straight into Charlestown, West Virginia. I think you're seeing a lot of consolidation, and if people are going to go and have a night out at a strip club, they're not going every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going once a month. And if you're only going to go once a month, you got to go to Charlestown because there's like...
It's bigger. Bunker Hill's a toilet.
I don't know how many. There might be at least 10 strip clubs in Charlestown. And a bunch of them, you will actually see a lot of people there on dates. Like, a lot of people take their dates out to us.
Yeah, that might be a little more of a West Virginia thing because I have not failed to see at least a couple dates going down at Vixen's. And these are typically like really attractive women. Like, I'm doing double takes. Like, I'm like, is this a dancer or what? Like, why is she all over this guy? And it's, yeah, it's a date thing. But you were going on about legs, was it?
Yeah, I think the best one, if you're going to do Charlestown, is legs. Like, that's not where you want to start. That's definitely where you want to finish. Because I think last call is around 3 a.m. in West Virginia.
Yeah, it is. It is. We definitely left at 3. Got home at, like, 4:15. It was brutal.
Yeah, well, definitely, like, on your tour of Charlestown as you're doing the circuit, save legs up until about like 1:32. They got a mechanical bull. That's something that's always fun for the drunkest guy in your party.
Did the chicks do the bull at all or what?
Yeah, they'll do it. Okay. Like you mean the girls who are there on dates? Because
no, the dancers.
Like, I haven't seen them do it, but really, this place, I went for a bachelor party, and we were the only dudes in there that didn't have dates.
That must be the dirtiest mechanical bull in like the Eastern Hemisphere. Western, rather.
Like gangrene is growing on the seat of it.
You could lick it and your teeth would melt, I bet.
I'm not going to go so far as to say that West Virginia girls at a strip club at 2:30 in the morning are respectable, but they didn't look that dirty. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a clean mechanical bull.
Okay. Here's the way I look at it, though. West Virginia seems much more like the type of place, like Vixen's or this other place you're talking about, legs. You're much more likely to like, have a chick go down on you there than, like, in, like, a Maryland strip club or
yeah.
a D.C. strip club.
I have never had
like, that was the impression
damn wild thing happen to me. I've gotten numbers. That's about it. Like, working actual numbers. And, brother, you do not want to meet a chick through a strip club.
No.
Like, one girl I met, she was, like, we were supposed to go out. She needed to find babysitter for her kid. Then she said, like, her ex was really into, like, white power and would randomly, like... sit in the audience, just this huge skin-headed guy, like, watching her dance, and would go, like, buck if, like, she danced for a black dude and stuff. I had to wash my hands of it, man. But if you ever, ever, ever actually want to go to a strip club and just blow up the chicks, just tear through them, bone up on astrology.
Mm.
That is, like, stripper crack. I do not know. They are... Maybe it's because they can't believe in daddy and they can't believe in God, but you can talk about like Virgo and Tauruses. Holy Jesus.
You got to learn all the complimentary signs. So whatever they say, you're dropping. Hey, my birthday happens to be cancer.
I mean, it's like getting vag in 1978. It's like, I'm Larry, a Scorpio, and, you know,
yeah.
They just open up. They're like, oh, my God, I'm a Scorpio, too. That's why I'm a dirty whore. And it just progresses from there.
But, yeah, I gotta keep pushing this on legs. Like, people got to go there if you're going to be in Charlestown at Last Call, because right around the time that it's Last Call, the reason every single couple shows up there at the end of the night is for Last Call.
Okay.
Because when they empty out
Holy
leg,
crap! Holy crap! We have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. I was not a... Will!
Yo.
Will, okay, we are not moving past the subject of strip clubs now.
Now, I thought I heard you like out in the lobby. I was like, I thought I heard the word vag. So, just in the nick of time.
Oh, are people outside of this room having to listen to this?
Yeah.
Guys everywhere.
On the front desks.
Somebody gave me a dirty look when we were rehearsing beforehand. I was like, did you
That doesn't feed. That's a different channel. All right, this is the birthday boy, Will. God, how I miss you on this show, sir.
Thank you. We have headphones or no?
This is probably your pair.
Actually, here, let me trade you.
No,
it's all good.
Here, let me run the... Okay.
Let's do a sound check on there.
Check.
Utmost
check.
Professionalism.
One, two,
oh, they're plugged in.
Three.
Holy yes. Good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, Will. Your theories about what happened at Vixen's. I was just catching everyone up. I was saying pretty much it looked beat as hell, although you're not as convinced it's because the economy's in the toilet. You just think it was a weeknight thing.
No, it's both. Like I said, I mean, the last time I went to a strip club on a weeknight, I was like, I wasn't 21. I was like 19 or 20. Like, I was at JMU, and we took the trek up 81, which actually, even though like it's all on 81, it's about the same distance as coming from where we live, like JMU to Martinsburg.
Okay.
So do the math. 245 to 323. So, yeah.
Like 80-ish, yeah.
Like 58 miles. So maybe a little less.
Okay.
And anyways, I mean, we were drinking beforehand, so Dew was driving.
Yeah.
And I was telling him to pull over and piss like every 5 minutes.
not
wise to get drunk before like a long road trip.
No.
Especially me, because I piss a lot anyway.
I have a child bladder too. It's just something we have.
No, I always go. I got to go now.
Whatever. Here's my water bottle, dude. Just go on air. I don't care.
Yeah, so I mean, back then it was like, first of all, we were college kids. I probably went there with all of, like, $0 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite sure I borrowed $30 for a lap dance from one of our friends.
Okay.
And never paid him back. Because I didn't have a job then, either. But, yeah, I mean, like, back then, it was like, chicks came up to your tables, like, swarmed you, as you would assume they would, because they want your money.
Yeah.
Yet here, these bees couldn't even be
bothered
to do that.
Just say it.
It
sounds good on air. Just say bitch.
Yeah.
It sounds good on air.
Like, they want us to go up to the stage to tip. That's what that one bee was saying to me. Like, one of the things, she's like, yeah, the reason I came up and talked to you is because you came up to the stage and tipped me, so I know that you liked me and found me attractive.
Yeah, Will like, actually, like, talks to these broads, whereas, like, they will talk to me, and I'm just like, the whole time, I'm just like, I want to punch you, you stupid bitch. Like, how much would I have to pay to throw bottles at you while you're on stage? Or, like, could I just uppercut you for $15? Like, that's what I'd enjoy. Go on.
Yeah, and I think the reason she didn't come back is because I told her after like I got a lappy from her. I was like, yeah, it wasn't really because I thought you were cute. I just came up because Pantera was playing when you were on stage. She's like, yeah, some people come up because of the music.
Because she definitely...
I think that was the chick who was dancing to Walk.
Yeah.
So I was all right.
She definitely turned on you after that because, Will's right, this was the laziest bunch of bras I'd ever seen.
No, did you hear her later? She's telling someone else, she's like, yeah, I was sleeping back there. Like in the dressing room.
Like they wouldn't even walk the grounds because there's like 15 guys.
Yeah.
They would hit them all up and be like, okay.
No, they wouldn't. Some would do nothing.
Yeah, some would do nothing. I would say
most would do nothing. Yeah.
A couple made the laps and were just
braces
like,
and Pantera, that's about it.
Except they all have nicknames. Braces, definitely had a killer like Jay Leno chin, but decent body.
No, she's actually...
I would have tapped Braces.
Yeah.
If Braces fell in my lap, I'd have done her.
I mean, they were all doable, fortunately.
And there was Ukraine. Ukraine was the sickest of the bunch.
Yeah, I mean, not exactly my type, but I mean, if you're just going like on beauty pageant standards, then yeah,
yes,
that'd be the winner.
And
she had a crazy body. Still something off about the face, but...
Yeah, she needs to be, like, digging up potatoes and making vodka. She's, but they were lazy as hell. They would just retreat to the locker room like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, they're probably back there smoking or doing coke.
Yeah, doing blow. I could only imagine doing lines or something.
I don't know. Not on that salary.
Yeah.
Not on the money they were pulling in.
I think
that
they'd be a little thinner if they were doing blow, too. Some of them were, God, there was one. It was obviously a fresh mommy, the ginger. Did you catch her one dance?
No.
She was flipping her tubby little ass on the pole, and the pole was, like, actually buckling under it. Jeez. Like, I thought we were going to see, like, Final Destination. Like, it was going to come down, just clip some guy in the temple.
No, I might have missed her when I was, like, back in a dance
no,
or something.
She, yeah, you were, because she had this fat gut and the big, like, mommy, like, pepperoni areolas and stuff. Gee, I mean, it just wasn't even pretty. Like, you could tell it was her and another broad she must do, like, regular tag team work with, because she hopped on stage with this chick. They did their stupid little synchronized, like, it was almost like Romy and Michelle dancing to Time After Time or whatever, you know?
Oh,
was,
Jesus, are you serious?
It wasn't that bad, but they were doing their stupid little stripper tag team. They literally just, like, kind of look out once the song is done, scope that no one's giving them bucks, and, like, are pretty much back to full clothing before they even leave stage. Like, a broad will typically get into, like, her bra and panties and bikini and crap.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to be, like, nude on the floor, technically.
Yeah, these chicks, like, showed up in goddamn baggy hoodies and, like, sweatpants, see that no one is doing that, you know, giving them bucks, nor should they.
Like, no one tipped them the entire time?
No one tips them. They march their little fat asses back in this dressing room, and I see them come out 30 seconds later completely clothed, just having, like, beers at the bar. Wow. Like, regulars. It was the laziest thing I've ever seen. It was just lazy. It's goddamn lazy.
That's what you said. People don't get into that line of work because they like to work hard.
Yeah. It's because you want quick loot. So then this whole bitch's rap with my brother, she sat down for like 15 minutes and was just going on and on to you like, I'm not making the money I used to. I've worked here 4 years now. I'm like, what do you want? Goddamn, you know, this isn't a career, lady. Move on. Take a hint. And the whole time she's sitting there, really, to bust ass, too. Because I ate that Titanic burrito from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I thought you said she was.
No, I was. Like, you can attest to how big that thing was, right?
Yeah, it was monstrous.
Yeah, and I just devoured the whole thing before going, and I was, like, farting every 30 seconds. Like, thank God you can still smoke in West Virginia, because guys were lighting up, like, Swisher Sweets and, you know, Dutch Masters and crap like that. So it was masking anything coming out of me. Like, I could have taken an S behind the stage and no one would have realized it.
No, I definitely made sure to drop a deuce before we won.
Oh, man, no, I held on to it. That was definitely a gift for the next day. But it's just lazy broads, not many that good-looking.
No, I mean, that was definitely second string, like JV.
Yeah.
Again, you guys got to go back to Charlestown. Like, there's no reason to stop short. You've already driven, like, what, is it an hour 50 from here?
No.
Hour 10.
Dude.
Hour 10.
Just drive the extra 10, 15 minutes.
Charlestown's about $1.30, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there since we saw, like, Metallica.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Golden Horseshoe is the most well-renowned strip club within, like, 100 miles of D.C.
Is that the one with the Little Sisters?
I don't know. I haven't actually been. I can't afford it. I'm too poor to go to
the Midget Tag Team. Or you were talking about in
California. Oh, no, that's Legs. No, Legs is the place.
Wait, they have midgets working there regularly?
No, only at Last Call. At Legs, what happens at Last Call to let you know, because most people are out of their mind by this point.
They only give a short performance. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, I completely forgot. Yeah, I mean, Vixens usually had, like, the shot midget.
That's right. The Wee Man.
Yeah, like, God, that place was dead.
That's like the one time I was down in Miami at a strip club and Wee Man was just there randomly. The jackass guy.
Like, you're not even doing an appearance?
No,
just there.
It was just like word gets through the audience like, Wee Man's at the titty bar.
Did you actually talk to him or no?
Talked to him. I just saw him. It was just Wee Man sitting there. Like, he wasn't even getting love because he's a midget. Sucked ass.
Did he tip with Monopoly money?
Oh, God, no.
How does he get a lap dance? Like, his foot's going to go up the broad's ass. He's like, where's my right shoe?
I left that place, Vixens, thinking, like, you had almost burned out on strip clubs. Like, I almost saw a change in you that night. But am I wrong?
No. I mean,
do you want to try to do a weekend then? Because I left with a bad taste in my mouth. And it's like, I like doing a titty bar at least once a year. Twice is fine.
You got to go to a good one.
Yeah.
Like, you chose poorly, I'm afraid. Like, I know it's your birthday, bro.
Vixens has delivered like a mother before, though. I mean, Will, Vixens has had some sick times, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we also went with, like, posses with chicks before and everything too. But I mean,
I was telling
then,
the stories about the bras we brought along getting naked on stage and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you shouldn't even need that.
No,
I mean,
you shouldn't have to bring your own entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, then, like, what's the point of going to the strip club?
I remember the time.
Why pay for what you can get for free?
Yeah.
Just DeSisto's the guy who's bringing the cash, and it's that should pretty much be all you need.
Dude, I had...
Will sink more than anyone. Will can burn cash. He's fine with it. But
I mean, I only ended up spending, like, 100-something, which, I mean, on my birthday, wasn't that much. I brought, like... 3 probably, just in case.
No, Will can sink it if he's having a good time. So if Will's doing, like, low ones, was a toilet.
Yeah, like, you want me to go up to you and do your job for you? Be like, oh, man, please have a left hand, please. I mean, really, Jesus Christ. Like, you're supposed to be begging for my money. I'm supposed to beg you to allow me to spend my money on you? Jesus H.
No, like, it's lazy as all hell.
God, I mean, yeah, that was pathetic, like, on their part. And then, because we passed, there were, like, 2 new strip clubs, like, on the very same road, like, down the street. Literally.
Oh, yeah, I loved her little half-assed attempt, because Will, I love Will's, I love Will's balls, which I hope we can sample. But he gets the broad who's yapping him, and he's like, how about those other clubs we saw? When are they open till? Like, just indicating he's about to bail out. And, of course, she toes the company line. She's like, well, one smells like cat piss.
Well, no, like, she's like, oh, well, we're, like, real professional dancers. We don't put our P's, at least I don't, right up in people's faces.
Did she say P or?
Yeah.
And she said, like with the ussy or? Oh, we can say whatever. No one's listening.
Yeah, like, she's like, yeah, I don't, like, put it all up in people's faces.
Oh, yeah,
she's
like, I'm not going to do that for $1. It's like, so
how about for $2?
Yeah, let's.
Isn't that your job description?
That was her line. It was, I'm not going to bend over and put my puzz in a guy's face for $1. And it's like, you know, you've already established you're a whore because there is a dollar amount where you will do this. So you're just lazy and a whore.
Yeah, you'll only do it, like, in the lap dance room. And that one, I think I got dancing from her. It's, like, talking too damn much.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like,
yeah,
you realize I'm paying for this time and, like, even though I pretend
when is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Even though I pretend to enjoy your conversation when we're outside of the champagne room and it's free.
I talk to women when dollars haven't been exchanged. If dollars have been exchanged, I'm probably buying silence and your body.
Yeah, it's just talk, and awful, miserable excuse for a lap dance. Definitely the worst of the night. And she was one of the chicks where she's like pear-shaped, you had no rack.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Definitely had some hips and ass. Cups.
Come on, son.
There was a couple, like, very, very lean numbers who were, like, I would say in club A cup, but they were pretty wispy.
No, I got a dance from one of them.
Yeah, and it's not my favorite build, but as long as you're in proportion, whatever. And I'll go on record with Will. These a couple chicks were really lacking in the T department. Like, they were hurting for implants.
The tag team?
Well, the wispy tag team could have definitely used them. Like
both of them, yeah, because they would have been hot if they had them.
But pear-shaped especially, because pear-shaped would have looked a lot more proportionate.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still kind of sloppy. Like, the other two were, like, fit. They were just
very flat.
Oh, they
were fit as hell. They were very tiny. Yeah, they just weren't doing up top at all. But
so you get them some, like, 40 triple Ds.
Just to keep it, yeah.
So they look like a comic book character.
Yeah,
and
so they're 44, 22, like, 32.
Dude, we definitely need a plastic surgeon friend. Just, like, get a couple of his cards, slipping them in their G-strings. Like, really would make the experience a lot better.
Getting some cash, too.
Think of the fun we would have if we told him we can get him a discount. Seriously, just like, that would be some excitement
cards.
Right there.
Probably cost you like $50.
Oh, my God. You are on to something. Fake plastic surgeon card? Or say we're with, like, a talent agency or something?
So you're a lawyer or a doctor.
Well, how?
Sky's the limit. So you're, like, a Fox CEO.
God.
So you're casting for the next season of Rock of Love.
Say you're Rupert Murdoch or something.
And they got to pass the audition. They must be like, yeah, well, I work for VH1. I can get you on a show if you want.
Oh, my
God.
That would be like the biggest bait of all of those kinds of people. Jesus.
All you need to do is start a blog saying that's who you are. Like, just
a card. They can't verify while they're there.
Even if they go back to their little Coke Emporium locker and Google it, it would just be like, you know, like, literally just make a webpage that says Will Papagiorgio is a Fox exec.
Yeah.
And they'll Google it, and that'll come up, and they'll be like, oh my God, he's outside.
Wow.
God, that is food for thought.
I know.
Yeah.
Notes to make for next time.
Here's the question.
Rock
though,
of
you guys
Love.
Do
that's,
that.
So that's so dead on. Rock of Love is the best pull of all.
Yeah.
All these girls
watch. Is part of the audition do a handstand while my friend Rich goes down on you.
Oh. God.
I see Rich like pressing his fingers together like Monty Burns, licking his lips. Jesus. Audition time.
Man, you should have gone. He even offered to pay for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. I don't know. Like, Rich had offered to pay for me to go in the shower room with. I don't know if I could have looked at Rich the same way after I'm watching him go to town on the broad doing a handstand.
Like, I don't want
to
be in a room with, like, eight other, like, horned up dudes. Like,
yeah.
Two, like, that's...
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
It's eight guys.
I was afraid.
It's
a
surrounding
them. No, it's a minimum of eight people
so
for them to do
seven
it.
Seven dudes had to watch Rich do this.
Yeah.
Are you?
I would want my money back. I would want my money back.
You don't know
it. Spoil it. Yeah, that is tainted goods.
Like, that's game over.
You definitely don't want the flip after Rich had it.
I would seriously consider calling the cops so I didn't get my money back. Like, oh, guess what I just saw? That, nah. You can't
No. I mean, like, eight guys and two chicks. You're like
it's
one
like
rape.
King Kong taking up Faye, whatever. Faye,
you're,
right?
Yeah, you're one rape whistle away from the accused. You know, like, they blow on that whistle and it doesn't work. Everyone's just going to town on these two broads.
Man.
I don't even think they have anything like that in there.
No. I'm sure the bouncer wasn't watching. He was busy texting the whole time.
Yeah, besides, like, the bouncers there.
Yeah, fat,
like,
lazy,
yeah, exactly.
Unmotivated.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when you took me there about 3 years ago. I don't know, dude. It looked like they were pretty serious.
No, these are lazy.
No, they're not, like, in good shape or anything. I mean, they're big because they're fat, but...
That's it?
Yeah. No, you could take them down if you wanted. I mean...
They must be under new management. Like, there's something going wrong there.
Something ain't right.
I remember you took me there. I loved it.
No,
man,
every
time.
Other time we've
I mean,
been
the
there,
only,
it's been
the
crazy.
Only downside of the time when you took me there was I was not drunk. Had I been drunk?
Yeah.
Because you weren't 21, right?
No, I was only 19.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't need to be drunk to enjoy naked women. That's, like, the good thing about
strip
clubs.
Yeah, but it makes it so much better, because then you kind of, like, I would kind of forget that you're only doing this because you're a whore.
True.
Because you're a whore.
You are.
I don't know.
However, if I went drunk, I'd probably pull Ralphie.
Yeah.
I'd probably beat up a stripper.
Beat her to death, yeah.
You're now on record saying that, by the way.
Oh, God. Please do it so now I can get some kind of fame. Like, weeks earlier, he premeditated this on the airwaves of Papa's basement.
I'm going to kill a stripper. Beating a whore.
I don't know, man.
John, open up your trunk. I need to put this car. This bloody car.
I've got some dead weight.
The only, like, my favorite thing about Vixens is the fact that they actually have the curtained off, like, lap dance rooms.
Oh,
I
some shady
nice.
Stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. And, like, I've yet to go to another strip club where they have that.
Yeah.
And I'd feel really sketchy, like, calling them up and asking, be like, so are
you got a place where I can get whacked it off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank ye.
Because, I mean, McDougal's is just, like, couches out in the open.
Oh, you can't do anything there.
Well, Gabriella managed to, because she, like, tips the house mom or whatever.
Really?
And then she always picks the corner, too.
Oh, wow.
I miss that broad.
Oh, gosh.
She don't work there anymore. I called.
This is how Will loves him. She had, like, a busted grill and just, like, the biggest fake tees. Like, you and Jordan just need to marry each other, man. You and Chavez.
Jeez, that wouldn't solve our problems.
You would just be like, hey, honey, you want to go out to a fake tits ahoy club?
And that was the other thing that disappointed me. Even though the Russian had, like, a nice rack for being
everything
natural.
Was real. I don't think there was a corked bat in the house.
Yeah, exactly. There were none.
Yeah.
Which, for me, is...
Oh, that's kiss of death for you. For me, I can actually enjoy it, but yeah.
Nah.
You were weeping.
After today's show, I just want to go to a strip club so bad. Now.
Let's orchestrate one.
Yeah.
Oh,
uh-oh.
We got a caller. Too late caller. We're good punching one. Out. It's 54, man. I like giving Squire some time.
All right.
But, Will, we need to get you on, man.
I don't know. I might resume coming on. We'll see how working out tired goes. I'm not that sleepy, but...
Yeah, man. God. I'd love you and more. But we, if nothing else, we'll do the podcast together at night or some crap.
Yeah, and I was recording. I got done earlier than I thought I would, so I was like, F it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. All right, well, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, get us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives the show and my brilliant writing at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. and call us at 703-560-TALK, unless you're the guy calling right now, in which case we're not picking up on you, and you could go blow me. All right, Howard, thank you.
My pleasure.
Matt?
Always.
Will?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God bless you. All right, folks, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.